Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
When Sandra Merritt was looking for counsel, she came across a story regarding Harry Mihet, a testimony of how he grew up in communist Romania, and he ultimately came to America to defend religious freedom. That story resonated with her, and she reached out to Harry, and the rest is history. We've been representing her ever since. Harry Mihet, our chief litigation counsel, is our guest. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Holly Mead is joining us on Faith and Freedom. This situation with regards to Sandra, of course, she learned about you because of your story growing up in communist Romania, and she wanted a fighter, somebody who has experience in what it's like under that kind of a repressive regime, and she wanted to have Liberty Counsel represent her, and we've been privileged to be able to do so. But you've also experienced many times surreal moments of what you have experienced in the United States versus what you experienced when you grew up in communist Romania. And one of those surreal moments is when you were in the 3-week preliminary criminal hearing in 2019, followed almost immediately by a 7-week trial in the civil court in San Francisco regarding Sandra Merritt. For what she did was simply record legally conversations and let people know about what Planned Parenthood and the organ procurement companies were doing, harvesting baby body parts and selling them for enormous profits. Tell us a little bit about some of the experiences that you encountered in this case.
You know, what Sandra did is she went off of the approved script, right? She brought the truth to us, to America. She pricked the conscience of the nation by showing the horrific things that Planned Parenthood did. Preferably, they thought in secret, now have been brought to light. And we got, because of her courage, we as a nation got to see how Planned Parenthood not only dismembers human beings, but then sells their body parts for obscene profits. It's really a gruesome thing that has no place in a civilized nation. But now, having brought the truth out, Sandra has not been celebrated as a hero, at least not in California. And I tell you, Matt, the California Attorney General, with this inquisition and prosecution that they brought against Sandra Merritt and Planned Parenthood, their cohort, they would make the communists proud in Romania, because they too had tried to stamp out truth and to control what people did and said in public, and they too imposed a heavy price upon those who exposed them and who would speak against them. So, you know, now here we are in a federal court in California, and I'll never forget this, but the whole premise of Planned Parenthood's civil case against Sandra and David, who were involved in this journalistic enterprise, the whole premise of their case is that Planned Parenthood is a saintly corporation who cares for the poor and the poverty-stricken and does so many wonderful things, and Sandra was downright evil for exposing Planned Parenthood. I mean, they actually said that in court. And so hearing and seeing a corporation that is absolutely dedicated to murdering unborn babies by the hundreds of thousands every year and who wants to do it at our expense, at taxpayer expense, watching and hearing them call Sandra evil was just the clearest example of calling evil good and good evil that I had ever seen since I left Romania.
I wrote an article for Decision Magazine, and the partial title of it is Living in a Parallel Universe. And it begins with that closing argument of the attorney representing Planned Parenthood in the civil case, where there's a parallel universe, because that attorney was pointing to Sandra and the others as though they were evil people. This Sandra Merritt, a 66-year-old grandmother, who has now potentially could lose everything, but she wants to stand up for defending those, just revealing truth like any journalist would of what's going on in these abortion facilities. And they pointed to her as being horribly evil. And they pointed to two people that were their clients, their witnesses, and those two people they wanted to put up as poster children of people who were saintly. Tell us about those two individuals.
Right. So as Planned Parenthood was urging this jury to award punitive damages against the evil Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, they said, well, I want you to think about, you know, Dr. Deborah Nucatola and Dr. Mary Gatter, and think about the betrayal that they felt when they realized that their conversations with Sandra and with David had been recorded and now, you know, published for all to see. Well, what was so surreal about that, Matt and Holly, is that the conversations that were recorded are conversations in which Mary Gatter joked about wanting a Lamborghini with all of the profits that she was going to make from selling the livers and the lungs and the hearts out of the babies that she was aborting. And the conversation with Dr. Deborah Nucatola that was recorded was a conversation in which she said that she and Planned Parenthood had been so successful at harvesting lungs and hearts and livers from the babies that they were aborting, changing abortion procedure, converting an unborn baby from the vortex to breech in order to ease the way that they could harvest these organs intact for maximum value on the open market.
So yeah, that causes more risk to the woman. And so she was talking on this a video over lunch while she's sipping wine and eating a salad, casually saying that she grabs the feet of the baby, pulls him out breech or her out breech so that the dilation process will ultimately begin, because you couldn't do that as well pulling that baby out head first. So she pulls it out breech, and then as it's partly out and dilation begins, she ultimately crushes above, crushes below the thorax so she can get intact hearts, liver, lung, kidneys, other body parts. And eventually then pulls out an intact brain. This is...
which is very valuable for researchers who are buying these organs. So she's doing this to increase, to maximize profits.
And the researchers don't want some kind of chemical in these children, because they don't want that to interfere with some of their research. So some of these children, through the different testimonies of the criminal and civil case, were actually alive.
That's right.
Baby beating hearts were still being delivered while they were still beating, kept beating. They had to be extracted while they were beating and kept beating when they reached the research labs. These are the people that they held up as saints and pointed
right
to Sandra as evil. And that's really the title of this article, Living in a Parallel Universe. The mask of Satan has literally been pulled off. And you really see evil being called good and good being called evil. And you're right there in that courtroom experiencing it with all of your history of experiences growing up in communist Romania. I know that that was a surreal moment, like that moment that we experienced in Pace County, with the Pace High School, I should say, regarding the criminal charge over having a prayer over a meal.
That's right. And the same thing with Kim Davis being sent to jail because she would not alter and violate her conscience with respect to issuing same-sex marriage licenses, which was against her sincerely held religious beliefs. So, you know, that's what we're talking about. And in fact, in California now, to add insult to injury, the California Attorney General is continuing this baseless prosecution against Sandra Merritt and is seeking to put her in jail for 11 years, potentially a life sentence for a 66-year-old grandmother, wants to put her in jail for bringing out the truth. It's surreal to me that we could have these sorts of things happening in a society that claims and prides itself to being open and free and civilized.
Well, pray for our legal team, because we're going back in court this year, continuing on the civil case with some final motions, and then ultimately on appeal, and then on the criminal case, having to go back for a jury trial later this year in 2020. And that's just one of our cases involving Sandra Merritt, two different courts, two different litigation venues, and we have so many more. Stand with us and stand with Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your support, and get more involved and get educated. You can do so by going to lc.org, hit the subscribe button, and you can subscribe to our free emails and our newsletter right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.